Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on what's taking place at the state capitol. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Day 20 and week 4 of the 105th Nebraska Legislature's second session has concluded. State senators have now completed one-third of the 60-day session. This week, Senator Schumacher proposed LR-269-CA, which is a constitutional amendment. Nate Gross, Policy Director of NFA, joins me today. Nate, you provided written testimony opposing this amendment because we believe Nebraska citizens should not be voting on a constitutional amendment when there are serious and far-reaching consequences to the proposal. Nate, what is this proposal?
Well, Karen, it's probably the most interesting bill introduced this session. It's a constitutional amendment that would allow the state legislature to grant sovereignty for up to 100 years to one area of the state, which basically means that they would be creating a state within the state of Nebraska because that area would not be required to follow the laws or constitution of Nebraska. And it's being done in the name of economic development, but the concern that, doing something like that would very easily allow for someone to come in and build a casino or other games of chance that are currently prohibited by our constitution but would be allowed in this new area because of the sovereignty.
And it's sort of in the western part of the state, correct?
It's designed to go in central or western Nebraska to help that area of our state grow. But as I said, we're concerned that the consequences of something like that would be much different.
The language is extremely vague and does leave us vulnerable. On Friday, Nate, LB 785 was heard before the Judiciary Committee. Senator Tony Vargas of South Omaha introduced this legislation. Nate, you provided opposition testimony because Senator Vargas's proposal would replace husband and wife with spouse in state statutes. Why does NFA oppose LB 785?
Well, Karen, this was a very concerning bill to us because there are only two requirements for a marriage to be valid. You need a marriage certificate and the subsequent solemnization of the marriage. And in order to solemnize a marriage, couples declare to take each other as husband and wife. And replacing those words with spouses in state statute would then require all of our pastors, ministers, clergy, and anyone else who's getting married to swear an oath to take each other as spouses, not husband and wife, in order for their marriage to be valid. And we simply think that is entirely unnecessary to remove that language.
Nebraska Family Alliance is grateful for the opportunity to provide you the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update on important news and events during the Nebraska legislative session.